Hi, this is Chef Ron Ben Israel, and you're listening to Dane at WGN. Sweet dreams are made of these. I'm coming to Chicago in March. Love to see everyone, but there is a secret reason why I'm going to be there, which I can only hint at.
720 WGN, it is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase studio here in Chicago, and on the line with us now, he is one of the world's foremost and favorite authorities on all things cake, making the biggest, best, and most beautiful for weddings, premieres, events of all kind, when culinary and cake excellence is needed. Ron Ben Israel will be there, the sweet genius himself, as millions of people watch and enjoy him on Cake Wars on the Food Network. It's Chef Ron Ben Israel. Welcome to the show.
Nice to talk to you, Dane.
You have been a mainstay as far as great cakes worldwide for so long, but recently, over the last few years, the Food Network has tapped you and said, share some of this awesomeness, and now you're going to be coming up again on January 11th.
Yes, and this is our second season of Cake Wars. Very exciting, and it's wilder and more entertaining and interesting than ever because the producers have brought guests in, and I can't tell you everybody that will come, but I can hint that we're going to have whales, and we're going to have animals, big animals from the Los Angeles Zoo, and we're going to have lots of the new movies providing inspiration for us, lots of visuals. And the interesting thing for me is how the four chefs or the four bakers that participate in each episode bring their own ideas, how they listen to our feedback, and then seeing the cakes come together is exciting. Many times it's frightening, though, you know, because they're under time constraints and not always things don't always go according to plan. My heart skipped a few beats this season, but the results are always fabulous. And people are so happy to participate on the show.
Oh, yeah.
They describe it to me as a learning experience.
It's a learning experience, but it's also something that I think people enjoy all around the country. Now, a couple different questions. Like, have you ever been, you know, as you're doing some of these shows and Cake Wars coming up on January 11th, where you see somebody doing things, and you think, wow, not only is this entertainment, but this person has some real talent.
Yes, of course. You know, I actually get to taste the cakes, and a few times I ask the contestants if they could share the recipe with me.
Nice.
Those were the times that were really good. I mean, there were times that I wasn't so pleased. The one thing that I don't welcome is when people try to put one over me. You know, I would taste, let's say, a vegetable shortening in the cake, and I would confront the baker, and he would say, no, 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 this is all pure butter. That doesn't work well, especially since we have on tape the whole container of artificial margarine. But most times people surprise me and they rise to the challenges, and that makes it very, very interesting.
Well, it's one of those things you have to say, excuse me, sir, who is the genius here, right?
Oh, well, you know, one supposed at least to feign humility. But I thought you were going to ask a different question.
What question?
I thought that you're going to ask me then, because you always come up with interesting questions that make me think, if I ever think how I would have done those cakes, taking the same challenges that we as a team give the competitors. And then what happened this season, the Food Network asked me to tape separate segments called What Would Ron Do?
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So basically, I have to think and describe and sketch how I would produce a cake with the same theme, which gives it another angle, another interest. And this also goes for the flavors. So, you know, for me it's more interesting. Now, I would love to actually physically bake with the bakers, but then you need somebody needs to be the judge.
Yes.
And I don't mind competing myself. I enjoy that. I've done it a few times this year for the Food Network on different shows. But I like to be in that environment of creativity.
Well, and what you do is you're also inspiring people to bring their best. They know whether it's an effort or an opportunity to impress you with what it is that they do, or just to be in that element of the Food Network. They're going to want their talent recognized. They're going to want to be the best that they can be. And you are there judging them on a regular basis. And so now it's one thing to be an artist. And so many artists, you know, they want to do their art. They're driven to create their art, but not necessarily, you know, they're out there for the world to see. But you, and of course, you and I are both mutual good friends with Chef Duff Goldman, who is a great personality in the cake and in the food world. But how surprised are you at how much people recognize you, love you? I mean, it's just been great.
It's very heartwarming, you know. And people always have comments. People would come to me in an airport or in a different city and say, "We think that the other guy should have won," or "Why did you say that?" It's the interactive magic of this kind of live TV that people respond to so well, and you realize they know me because, or at least they think they know me, because I've been in their home, in the living room, sometimes in the bedroom if the TV is there. So it gives me a different way to connect, because in the beginning I was surprised that people were so warm and friendly towards me, and then I realized that basically they had me in the house already.
Yep. It is a very unique thing, because people think of food as it's one of those kind of transcendent elements where people share it. They come together regardless of their background. And because you are yourself on the show, you're not playing a role. You're not James Bond or something. You're Chef Ron Ben Israel. They do feel that they know you. And it's so great that you appreciate that, and that you can come together and share those moments off camera with them as well. So for people who want to get a hold of you on a regular basis, of course, Ron Ben Israel Cakes at weddingcakes.com, and they want to see you on the Food Network. And you were saying, too, the Food Network has got a lot of different recipes of yours on it.
Exactly. And the library keeps on growing, and those recipes are vetted and tested by our test kitchen. So you really know, I use the site all the time, that you can trust that things will work. Because you don't want always to experiment on your guests or families. Especially when it comes to baking, the recipes are very accurate.
Well, if you want to depend on entertainment, you can always count on the Food Network, and go to foodnetwork.com. You want to count on the recipe. You want a genius in your corner, and that is him. It is Chef Ron Ben Israel at weddingcakes.com. Chef, good luck on the show. January 11th, America, and of course, Chicago is going to be excited to watch. And thanks so much for being in WGN.
And thank you for being such a great interviewer. You always make me think about what I'm doing, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and have, of course, a great 2016.
Take care. Bye-bye. You too.